from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, September 9th. Coming up, a new report from the Anti-Defamation League reveals how many Illinoisans have signed up with the far-right militia group, the Oath Keepers. We'll learn more from Tim Shelley in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' Republican gubernatorial candidate now has a positive TV ad running statewide, but it didn't come until nearly 2 months before the general election. Alex Stegman reports.
The conservative People Who Play by the Rules PAC put it together.
How much worse does it have to get before we give a practical problem solver a try?
It paints Darren Bailey in a positive light with uplifting music, but also takes jabs at incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker. Chris Mooney at the University of Illinois Chicago says waiting this long has allowed Pritzker to shape Bailey's image.
Pritzker has been able to go on TV to say, hey, you know that guy that won the Republican primary that they never heard of? This is who he is, and I'm going to put him on TV and let him talk to you.
The ad cost nearly $1 million, which is close to Bailey's largest individual contribution this cycle that came from megadonor Richard Uihlein. I'm Alex Stegman.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his staff has been unable to coordinate with Texas Governor Greg Abbott's staff as groups of migrants have appeared in Chicago by bus. Abbott's administration began sending people to the city last week. Pritzker's complaints echo those from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, saying they're unable to get basic information.
They have been wholly uncooperative in Texas. They are trying to sow chaos around the country, not just here in Chicago.
A Pritzker spokesperson says Abbott's staff won't respond to questions about how many migrants are coming or what resources they'll need. She says they're getting that information from nonprofits on the ground. Abbott's staff did not respond to a request for comment. This Sunday marks 21 years since the September 11th attacks that killed thousands of Americans. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, the Champaign Fire Department plans to hold its annual memorial ceremony at Westside Park.
On Sunday at 8:46 a.m., the Champaign Fire Department will remember how 21 years ago, to the minute, the country changed forever. Fire Captain Brian Ball says he hopes the ceremony will remind people how united the country felt after the 9/11 attacks.
We were a unified nation. We all had one common goal. We wanted recovery, we wanted peace, and obviously we also wanted payback or retribution for the innocent people that were killed that day.
The ceremony will take place at Westside Park and include remarks from Mayor Deb Finan, a blessing from a local minister, and a traditional fire department bell ceremony. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
There are other events across central Illinois commemorating 9/11 this weekend, including a memorial stair climb in Decatur and a bike ride in Danville. The longest-serving current member of the Champaign City Council says he will not seek re-election next April. The News Gazette reports that Tom Bruno will leave the at-large council seat he's held since 1997. Bruno holds one of three at-large city council seats that represent the entire city rather than a specific district. The other two current at-large council members, Will Kiles and Matthew Gladney, both say they plan to seek re-election next year. Current Champaign Unit 4 school board member Kathy Shannon tells the News Gazette she plans to run for the at-large seat that Bruno is leaving. Still to come, we'll look at a new report from the Anti-Defamation League, which reveals how many Illinoisans and elected officials signed up with the far-right group, the Oath Keepers. That story is next on 217 Today.
People have stories about their old car, that long family road trip, or that first car they bought on their own. Cars generate other kinds of stories and shared experiences, much like the stories you hear on WILL. When you donate a vehicle to this station by December 31st, you could get a tax break for 2019. Call 855-845-1960 or go to will.illinois.edu/cardonation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A new report from the Anti-Defamation League reveals how many Illinoisans have signed up with the Oath Keepers, a far-right, anti-government militia group involved in the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol. Some of those Illinois members include a mayor, a sheriff, and a county board member. ADL Senior Research Fellow Mark Pitcavage discusses the findings with Tim Shelley.
The Oath Keepers are a large anti-government extremist group that is part of the militia movement. They've been around for about a dozen years and have grown to thousands of active members in size, and even more sort of passive, more of a passive membership. Over the years, they've been involved with a variety of activities, from protests or counter-protests to members who have been involved with criminal or violent activities. Most notoriously and relatively recently, quite a few Oath Keepers were arrested, and a number of them charged with sedition or other serious crimes with regards to leading roles in the storming of the Capitol on January 6th last year.
So why did the ADL feel it was important to go through this data and identify or the people who are involved in public life? And that's people like law enforcement, elected officials, military.
The main thing that differentiates the Oath Keepers from most other groups in the militia movement is that the avowed goal of the Oath Keepers is to recruit from and propagandize to current or former military, first responders, or police officers. And those three groups obviously are very sensitive groups, positions of great responsibility. And their idea is if they can get those folks on the side of the anti-government extremist movement, it will both protect them and get them closer to their goals.
What are some of the concerns about the Oath Keepers bringing people in these positions of responsibility or public service into their orbit?
Well, the Oath Keepers are an extremist group, and they're part of an extremist movement that has a long history from its very beginning, more than 25 years ago, of violence and terrorism. The militia movement has a long track record of terrorist plots and attacks. And so because of this, people in law enforcement have, even leaving aside other things, they have, they have access to sensitive information. They have access to criminal databases. They're in positions, in some cases, to be able to thwart investigations or delay investigations or, do all sorts of other things that they might want to do to aid the Oath Keepers and similarly minded people and thwart others. People often don't think about like first responders as being a sort of in the same category of sensitivity. But many officials and fire departments, for example, are part of local homeland security initiatives, have access to sensitive materials. And so, there are all sorts of ways that people in these different areas can help the militia movement cause all sorts of problems.
And part of the findings, you kind of provide a state-by-state breakdown of the number of people that you found were likely involved with the Oath Keepers, and you found that there are a lot of first responders in Illinois, where we're based here, that have had some involvement.
Yes. We of the 38,000 names on this database, which is not, is a list of all sorts of people who signed up for the Oath Keepers membership, does not mean they're all current memberships or that when they signed up that they actually understood at that point what the Oath Keepers actually were, especially in the early years before it became more notorious. But we found almost 900 people from Illinois who had signed up to the Oath Keepers at one point or another. And these included 10 first responders, 21 law enforcement officers, two people with military ties, which is actually sort of lower than normal, and three elected officials. And so, Illinois has certainly had its share of people with Oath Keepers affiliations who are in sensitive positions.
That was ADL Senior Research Fellow Mark Pitkavage breaking down the group's findings on people involved in public life who also signed up with the far-right Oath Keepers militia group and the implications. He spoke with Tim Shelley. You can read the full report at ADL.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have sunny skies today with a high of 82 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dana Cronin, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.